Oh, how do you say hello, welcome in Italian?
Hello, ciao, benvenuti nel podcast di Chloe.
Yeah! Yay! For those of you that aren't Italian, hello and welcome back to another episode of Chloe vs. the World. And we have a very special guest today.
Very special.
Can you guess who it is?
No, I don't. Who am I?
It's Davide!
Oh, Davide!
We got him all the way fresh from Dubai for his first
fresh
podcast.
I don't know, eh?
Are you not feeling that fresh?
No, today, yeah, I feel fresh.
Oh, good.
But when I came back from Dubai, I was not really fresh.
Oh, was Dubai a bit heavy, that one?
I mean, it's been a mixture of things.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me about Dubai. What happened there? Where did you stay? No.
I changed like 4 or 5 places.
Oh, did you?
I've been a bit in Business Bay. I cannot mention names, like, so a bit in Business Bay,
fine.
A bit in Dubai Marina. Like 4 or 5 places.
Where's
after
your favorite?
My favorite. I actually like both Business Bay and Marina.
Oh, where have I stayed? Downtown, I normally stay.
Yeah, downtown.
That's
where is
fun.
Sonder, something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Burj Khalifa.
It's near the Burj Khalifa?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you like Dubai then?
I love Dubai, the best city in the world.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where's your favourite place to go in Dubai?
Verde Beach.
Oh, is that, I've
on
never
a Saturday.
Been. Is
oh,
it good?
This is why you're still in UK.
Why?
Because
what do you
Verde
mean?
Verde Beach, you fall in love.
What happens at Verde Beach?
I don't know, I just love the vibes, the people.
Yeah.
The fact you have the Burj Al Arab behind you.
That's good.
In fact, you can go on a Saturday afternoon. Like a lot of people work Monday, Friday.
Yeah.
Then you, on the Saturday, you feel like, okay, what am I going to do in the afternoon? You can go there, you enjoy on the beach, you enjoy the sunshine.
No, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah. Did you go to any nice restaurants?
Yeah, I tried all of them.
You tried all of them? What's your favorite? My favorite is Oppa.
Oh. Oh, fuck you.
No, it is my favorite restaurant.
I actually enjoy Bagatelle. No, actually, it's my favorite, probably.
Yeah.
Greek. I love Greek food as well.
Yeah. Okay, that's fun. What else happened? How long were you there for?
Well, so I was supposed to be like 10 days.
Yeah.
I had 5 days work planned and then 5 days holiday. But then I kept extending week by week by week until I stayed 5 weeks and a half, probably.
No way. Yeah. Shit.
My bank account was crying.
I was going to say, it's so expensive out there. Okay, yeah. So you're back in the UK.
It is also because you pay in Durama, there's like 4.5 times the pound.
Yeah.
So you see big number, but then you feel like, okay, divide
it's
by
less.
Four, it's
less, yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just tap the card.
But here we are. So you're back in the UK now.
Not for long.
Oh, not for long.
I mean, I don't know where I'm going to go. I live there day by day.
Okay, where do you want to go next?
I'm thinking Los Angeles, but I'm still don't know.
Have you been before?
I've been last summer, 2 weeks.
Oh,
I
nice.
Actually didn't enjoy it so much.
So why do you want to go back?
Because I got maybe something to do.
Oh, something, yeah. I mean, it's a bit
so if I go for something wise,
right.
I go.
For something, okay, what can you tell us what it is or no?
No, really.
Okay, good. Well, at least
but
we know.
You need to stay with this all the time.
Yes, otherwise, it's a mic. Phone.
Yeah, I thought you were going to put me something here.
No, we've got the big ones.
Okay.
You needed the big one today. Right, so you did...
Versus the world.
What? Yeah. It's Chloe and Davide versus the world today. How do you feel about that?
Where's my name?
I'll write it on. Davide. Right, you did the front cover of Men's Fitness magazine. That's quite cool.
Yeah, I did. That was quite a great achievement from my side.
Oh, yeah? How was it? What was the day like?
I mean, the day was like a normal photo shoot.
Oh, well, how many photo shoots do you fucking do?
To be honest, no many photo shoots.
Okay.
But pretty much all of them are the same. I actually don't like taking so much picture.
Do you not? I'm surprised.
No.
I feel like you do loads
I'm
of
shy,
selfies.
You know?
You're not shy.
No, everyone thinks I love myself, but I'm shy.
You're literally not shy.
Why you think
I've just met you and you're quite chatty. So what did you talk about in Men's Fitness for those that haven't seen it?
Men's Fitness, well, there was an article about, why are you laughing? Was an article about like basic exercise for people that are getting to the gym, like, you know, exercise for chest, back, shoulders, legs, exercise they can do at home as well.
Do you like exercise then?
I do. I mean, I've been in the gym for 12, 13 years.
Oh, really? Why did you start going to the gym? Just for fun?
No, to be honest, so when I was 13, 14, I was quite fatty.
Oh, so was I.
Oh, yeah.
Fat.
Then I started running and swimming a lot and I became very, very skinny.
Oh, right.
at some point I was like 18 years old and I said, you know what, well, now I need to do things properly.
Right.
So I started studying. So before, when I was coming back from school, instead of doing my homework, I was reading about food, workouts, healthy nutrition and stuff like that.
Right.
And then I started, it's been my passion. Yeah, I just always done for myself mostly.
Oh.
I feel like if you do to impress other people, you quit after 1 year or two.
Oh. And
if you do for yourself and it becomes your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Then, as I said, it becomes your lifestyle. So you keep it for yourself for life.
So you feel good then when you go to the gym. That's good. Do you think because you went to the gym so much, that's why you got on Love Island?
I think it helped. Of course, having a good body helps. I'm not going to lie.
Where did they find you for Love Island? Because you won it. That's cool.
Sounds like that. So... Why is it so funny?
Because the way you say it, like something, fucking one, who cares?
So I still need to try this pink drink.
Yeah, please. Have some tequila rose before the next question.
Oh, this is tequila rose, but they usually give any shots. So why you give me this?
Because it's a Friday.
It's Friday. Eh?
It's Saturday. There we go. What do you think?
It's actually delicious.
It's so good.
I tried it before.
Oh, sorry. Right out of 10. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
9.89.
Ooh, it's high. Right, where did Love Island find you?
They found me in a nightclub. Can I mention the nightclub?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, they found me in China White.
What were you doing in China White?
So, actually, I'll be very briefly. So, I moved to England 5 years ago.
Right.
I was studying in Rome, my master's degree in banking and finance.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I got a master's degree.
Wow, congrats.
Doesn't seem like, but I have...
Yeah, you should wear a badge. I've got a master's.
I actually think the university is not everything in life, but I think it gave me a good base. So I didn't know English 5 years ago.
No way!
No, at all. I remember I arrived in Manchester, someone told me, what's your name? I was like, what? Because in Manchester, the accent is strong. So I said, if I want to have a successful career in finance, I need to know English, even if I work in Italy. So I decided to do my second year doing a master in Salford Business School.
Oh, right,
why I moved to Manchester. Because I never worked in Italy, I said I need to find a part-time job when I was at uni. So I applied in China White. I went on Indeed and applied. And they called me after two hours.
You got a job in China White off Indeed?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The manager called me after
what
like 2 hours or 30 minutes. Hey, I started, so the first 6 months I was a waiter because I was at uni.
Yeah.
After the 6 months, the girl that was doing shisha, she was a French girl, and she was coming every time from London.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm so tired, Davide. I was friend with her. Do you want to take my place? So I started doing the shisha. And then what I realized, the other clubs in Manchester.
What do you mean you were doing the shisha?
I mean, I was selling the electric shisha in China White.
Oh, like I know what you're talking about.
So then I realized all the other restaurant, the club in Manchester.
Did you have double apple? I like apple shisha.
I had everything.
Oh, that's good. Good
so
shisha,
they didn't
man.
Have shisha. So I opened a limited company and started buying from France, China, and selling to other restaurant, the club in Manchester.
Right.
So one Friday was at January because I was working in finance, like in an asset management company.
Yeah.
Monday to Friday and the weekend in there, I was so tired and I said, you know what, my future is in finance. I quit this fucking shisha.
Fuck off, Gene, China White.
And it was January and I said, you know what, I'm going to stay another week or two. It was a Friday, you know, nightclub are dead on a Friday.
Yeah.
I know I was not going to make money, but I said, it's going to be last night, I'm going to go. And then when I went, someone from my TV approached me.
No, what did they say?
He was, we saw you walking around. I was wearing my Italian suit very well. And
Italian suit, selling shisha. It's quite professional, isn't it?
Yeah, I wanted to make them my tips, you know.
Right, so he came up to you and he said, hello, Davide.
He said, hello. No, he didn't say hello, Davide. He said, hello, what's your name?
Right.
Yeah, and I said, my name is Davide. He said, where are you from? I said, I'm Italian. He said, oh, I can see.
I can tell.
Yeah, I can tell. And then he said, oh, we are casting for a new TV program. And they said Love Island. I heard about Love Island. Right. To be honest, when I moved to the UK, they wrote me on Instagram. But as I said, I didn't speak English.
Right.
So I said, what am I going to do in TV if I don't speak English? So I said, no. Then they approached me in China White. My English was slightly better. And they said, okay, take my number. This is me. And after 2 days, they called me. And they said, do you wanna send a video introduction, 1 minute video?
What did you say in your video? I need to know.
Have.
Get it out right now. Oh my God. That's really cool.
No, I'm a bit shy now.
Oh, don't be shy. We're all friends here.
Yeah, here. No, outside. You're tapping up.
It's a Friday.
Are you going out tonight?
No, I'm going home.
Oh, I don't believe
you. PlayStation.
I started just because people love when I play video games.
What did you play? Fortnite?
No, I tried a couple of times FIFA.
Oh, fuck, FIFA's too hard.
What do you play? Tell me a game.
Fortnite.
What's Fortnite?
You just told me you tried it. Oh, no, you didn't. It's like a game where there's 100 of you and you drop on this island. You can play with your friends and you have to kill
Iceland.
Everyone and you have to be the last man standing. I'm really good.
Do I actually need to take this video out?
Well, I just want to know. I mean, you don't have to do it right now, but at some point, can we know what was said in that video?
I just said basically, okay.
Davide here.
No, I'm David. I said something that, you know, Charlie, that was my sister, he found really funny. I said, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
I said, it's 2 years that I'm in Manchester because it was back then. No, I need to take it out to remember.
Yeah, get it out. If you've got it, that'd be good.
I'm 10 years old. I'm from Italy and I've been living in Manchester for 3 years.
Aww.
I can be a perfect Icelander.
Icelander?
It's true, everyone in Manchester loved me.
I'm always up for fun. I'm always ready for new challenges. So I believe that what you guys do in the TV show, it
he believes in what they do as a TV show.
What they do in real life.
Soulmate, good touch.
That's good, that
you see,
yeah, it's nice.
Like 100 times at some point the sun was going down, so you know Bitam Tower, Rhys Hilton, the sun was going down. I say fucking night time now, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna take last shot or whatever comes, and I did well.
Oh, it's good, that,
yeah,
well done.
They say they wanted just
a quick
bureaucracy
one.
Yeah, they said, yeah, they put me the Zoom call with someone, a lady from London. I remember like a 40 minute Zoom call. She laughed all the time.
Oh, so maybe she fancied you.
Probably, I fancied her as well.
Oh, good. Right, so, you know, Love Island All Stars happened.
Yeah, I wanted to go in there, but I was too fresh with Ekin. I didn't feel, you know.
Ah, so if it was to happen again, would you do it?
Yeah, if I'm single, yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, you can't have a girlfriend and do All Stars. No. That wouldn't look very good, would it? Would you do any other TV shows?
Yeah, but no, like silly one. I will do serious TV show.
Oh, like a documentary.
About what? About you?
About me? Yeah.
No, I will do a documentary. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think more about social media, like the price to pay when you are a public figure.
Oh, do you? What? Really?
Yeah, because people see, they think everything is beautiful, everything is fine, which it is the most of the time, but you have also the downside. You know?
Well, can you touch on like what you think the downsides are? Would you mind sharing that?
Well, the fact that there are a lot of downsides, to be honest.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, better than me. But no, actually, no, I'm not better than you.
I think me and you might be in the same boat, mate. I think we might have had the same experience.
Yeah, I feel like people get an opinion
based on
a snap, maybe. But, you know, a day is done of 24 hours. A snap is taken in a second.
Mm.
And
that's a good way to put it, actually.
Maybe that thing
looks wrong,
goes around you for months and months and months.
Yeah. So
before I was actually taking this bad, now I feel like I don't care.
Do you not care anymore? Can't wait.
I think since I've been in Dubai, I don't care about nothing.
Oh, should I go to Dubai then?
I'm back my best self.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, because you're recently single, been to Dubai. How is single life?
Single life, at the beginning, I didn't like.
Really? Oh, that's so
kind of
sad.
Because I like to have a person that, you know, a person I love, and the person loves me back.
Oh, that was really sweet.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
But then I feel like now is the right things to do.
Yeah, okay.
Everything happened for a reason.
Yeah, agree.
My destiny is written.
Oh, right. I see what you mean.
So I don't get upset anymore about nothing.
Okay, and Dubai did that to you.
Yeah.
Right. I think I might go. Guess where I was on the fucking weekend? Milan.
I went Milan as well.
Did you?
4 weeks ago.
Oh, so
what did you do? I didn't do nothing.
It's not a lot to do.
I actually don't like meal. I mean, no, I don't.
You can do it in a day.
Yeah, it's just shopping.
It's just, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. one thing about me is I, you know, like to have fun and talk to new people. Can you teach me a phrase to say to an Italian boy? How about, hey, what are you doing later?
Hey, che cosa fai dopo?
Ooh, slow it down. Hey, che cosa
fai,
fai
dopo?
Dopo. Che cosa fai dopo?
Yeah.
Was that good?
Or, yeah, hey, che cosa fai dopo? Or,
what's like, a good
do you
want to
go
line?
For dinner?
I don't want to say that.
No, what do you want to say?
Because I don't want to pay for dinner.
But you want to go and pay for dinner.
Well, I don't know. I'm broke. How what's a good chat up line? What do you say to girls in Italian?
I don't actually pull Italian girls. I don't like Italian girls.
Well, can you pretend for 2 minutes?
Okay. Okay, I will say.
About hello, sexy.
I don't know. It depends where is the girl. Even when I'm approaching her, if it's a nightclub or restaurant.
Yeah, nightclub.
Okay, nightclub. I go to her and I say, "Hey, you okay?" No, I'm joking.
Hey, you okay, ex?
I don't know. I'm gonna say, "Hey, where are you from? Hey, yeah. Da dove vieni?
Huh?
Da dove vieni?
Da dove vieni?
Da dove?
Da dove
vieni?
Vieni
means where are you from?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
How about how much money's in your bank account?
Why you wanna know that?
I'm not asking. No, I wanna know how to say it.
Okay. Quanti soldi?
Quanti soldi?
Hi.
Hi.
I mean, you could say quanti soldi hai nel tuo conto corrente.
Ooh, that's long. I won't say that.
So you just say quanti soldi hai.
Quanti soldi hai. What does that mean?
How much money you go?
Well, that was a good one. Thank you for helping me with a bit of Italian there. Now I've got the bug for it. I want to go back to Milan and I just want to be fluent, okay? And I can do that. Obviously, you're not around all the time. So what I could do...
You can do that, only with Bubble, you can.
Yeah! You know about... knows about Bubble. Bubble are making
it's
it easy.
It's the best app to learn language.
It's basically, Bubble are making it easy for me to learn new languages around my busy schedule. So if anyone's in on Snapchat, it's no rest for the fucking wicked. Bubble provides you with personal guidance so that you always feel motivated to learn, okay? Sometimes you need a little reward. So just like a personal language coach offering you in-app feedback and progress, just like Davide guided me through that little bit of Italian, Bubble will do just the same. So basically, if you want your own Davide at home, get Bubble. Do you know how he did that?
If they want me at home?
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, sounds like a...
Bubble basically enables you to have flexible learning, whether you're at home or on the go, whether you have 30 minutes a week or a whole day. You've literally got options. Just log on, do your Italian, do your Spanish, do your, you name it, they've got
Portuguese.
It. Portuguese. Can you speak Portuguese? Obrigado. Swedish. Yeah. You should download Bubble and get Swedish.
Actually, do it now.
Do it now. And guess what? Right now, Bubble is offering 6 months free with a purchase of 6 months. So basically, buy half of the year, get the other half free with the code Chloe24. That's a fucking deal, mate.
Yeah.
Chloe24 will get you, if you buy 6 months, you get 6 months free. So basically half price for the year. Go to babbel.com/play and use promo code Chloe24 for an extra 6 months free. That's babbel.com/play, promo code Chloe24, C-H-L-O-E-2-4. For those of you that didn't get Chloe24, Babbel, your guaranteed path towards speaking a new language.
Baby, you spoke so much. You can just say, download Bubble.
You just call me baby.
Use the code Chloe24. You get 6 months free.
Yeah, that's bitch. It. You heard it here from the Italian snake. Snack. Thank you. Okay, because obviously everyone knows you from Love Island.
Or do they?
Well, that's probably how a lot of people know you.
Okay.
Well, where else would they know you from?
I don't know. Maybe Chloe podcast.
They will know you from my fucking podcast. There's a big deal, mate. So you, I would assume you're good at dating. Do you go on a lot of dates?
I don't actually like dating. If I really like the girl, so yeah.
You take them on a date. How many dates do you think you've been on in your life? A lot?
No, not
a lot. Oh, really?
No.
Right, so, but some of Chloe versus the World listeners have sent in their dating profiles. And because, are they all girls? Yeah. They're all girls.
Actually girls for me.
Not, well, they could be.
Okay.
But you can comment and say what you think about their profile. Don't be mean.
Okay? No. I'm a gentleman.
Okay, good. Right. Okay, right. So this is Lauren. Can you see the picture? Lauren, what do you think about the picture?
It's not really my type.
That wasn't the question.
Oh, you said the picture.
It's a good, you know, you can see her face. Do you think a selfie is a good picture for a dating app?
I mean, no, I would put something better than a selfie.
Well, like what?
I don't know, maybe a better selfie.
Okay, if we won the lottery, we would spend it on...
Can you read from there?
I've got glasses on.
Okay.
Shall I read it to you?
No, I can see. If we won the lottery, let's spend it on traveling, a house to refurbish together, Chinese... Oh.
Is that a bit of you?
No, at all.
Right, if you won the lottery with a girl, what would you spend it on? It's so funny.
So if I won a lottery...
What would you spend it on with a girl?
With a girl or with the girls?
Up to you.
I mean, I would bring my girl with the girls.
Okay, yeah. Girl and the girls. So if you won the lottery... Say if you were doing a dating profile.
Okay.
And
I'm bad at this. I need someone to put for me.
Okay, fuck. Right, well... Would you put traveling?
Yeah, I love to travel.
Okay. Chinese takeaway? No?
Oh, I would just say takeaway.
Just why take Chinese? All take. Why?
Depends on the night, what I fancy.
Well, tonight? Chinese?
Tonight, no Chinese. Tonight, I fancy. I cannot say.
What about you'd spend it on a boat?
Boat, yeah.
A yacht.
Because I love the sea. Because my dad is from Sicily, I've been a lot around the sea. Actually, he's in the Navy, so I've always been...
He's in the Navy? Yeah. Oh, fun fact.
Well, not anymore. Now he's in pension since a few months ago.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
Right, what's next, bit?
What's next, girl? Come on.
Right, this year I really want to master a bouncy blow dry. I feel like this profile is not giving a lot. Yeah. In life...
Do I need to give you some profiles,
your
guys?
Life girls shouldn't be to learn to blow dry.
Okay.
Oh, what about this one?
Yeah, but she presents herself...
I ever had big boobs. No, she says, never have I ever had big boobs.
Oh, she doesn't.
Don't look too close. Okay. Never have I ever had... So she's funny. She's taking the piss out of herself. Where's she from? Sydney, Australia.
Oh, Sydney. Girls from Sydney are lovely.
They really are, yeah.
I met a couple in Dubai. They were so lovely, yeah. Friendly.
Do you like these pictures? This could be us having a glass of wine. Curly hair? Do you like curly hair?
It doesn't matter about the hair.
Good. Right, what's typical Sunday? What's AHS? American Horror Story. Pasta and wine.
Pasta and wine. She wants an Italian.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like American Horror Story?
Not really. It's not my type.
Right this.
I'm very picky, you know.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's surprising. Well, she's been skydiving. Right, what?
No, I wanted to do every day in Dubai.
What?
But then I didn't want to go alone. So I was asking someone, then she was busy. I was like,
to do what?
Skydiving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Danny will do it with you. He loves it.
Will you? No. Oh, you see, a lot of people told me no, I'm scared.
Max would do it with you.
Max did. Yeah, but then he left, he went to India for that wedding.
Oh, Maxie, what are we going to do with him? Right, how could this one be better or not? Is it good?
You mean if I fancy the girl?
Or the profile? Yeah, the profile. Could it be, you know, what could give it a bit of pizzazz here?
I mean, she's having a picture with her friends, drinking, then a selfie of herself. Can we see the rest?
That's really...
Hobbies. What hobbies she's got? Pasta, wine. She needs to tell a bit more about herself. I cannot understand much about profiling.
That's good feedback. Yeah. What do you want to know?
I mean, her hobbies, what she likes to do, what she's looking for, what's her typical weekend type.
Okay, good. Yeah. Right, next one. That was good feedback, that one. Kelly. Ooh.
The message attached to this one when it was sent was, can you guess what is true of my two truths and a lie?
Okay. No problem. So Kelly is 27. She's content creator. She's an influencer.
Okay.
Good selfie.
She's 5'7".
Yeah, we can play a game on it. Well, I don't think we are today. Right, she's 5'7", almost never. What the fuck does that mean?
Right, a fun and
Virgo, undergrad degree, socially...
Being open-minded, this is important.
Okay, be open-minded.
Yeah.
She's really open. What app is this?
Yeah.
Tinder.
This hat, though, I wouldn't put in there.
Wow. Oh, you wouldn't?
No.
You wouldn't? Rather the
no,
horn
why, what
hat?
She's no, what she's representing.
She likes video games, baking and photography.
Baking, photography is fine. Sex positivity, and then the hat.
Sex.
I mean, that's really... it's not really a positive vibe. But
I am deaf.
I'm allergic to man juice.
I've met Justin Bieber. Do you think she's... Oh, she's allergic to sperm.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, sorry. Just checking. True, she's deaf. I'm allergic to man juice, and I've met Justin Bieber.
What does it mean? Can you be allergic to sperm?
Right, so... Yeah.
I never heard that.
You haven't slept with enough women then.
Or maybe we know I'm not allergic.
Yeah, you're not allergic. Yeah, you're not allergic to sperm. That's good. Right, so out of these 3 points, one of them is a lie. I am deaf, I'm allergic to sperm, and I've met Justin Bieber. Which one do you think is a lie? Maybe the sperm if you're
you know
on a dating
the answer?
App. Well, no, it's we're guessing.
Okay, so I would have also say I met Justin Bieber. Why? Who she is to meet Justin Bieber? Or maybe she met in a concert.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Who is she to meet Justin? Yeah, what the fuck?
Actually,
have you met Justin Bieber?
Because I never heard before, I would say she's not allergic to sperm.
Yeah, I think that too, because why would you be on a dating app if you're allergic to sperm? I feel like that you can date without sperm. How? Joking. Oh, she's allergic to sperm.
No, being allergic to men.
Yeah,
she
but
said.
Is that not the same as sperm? Okay, more being is.
Maybe she fancies girls.
Oh, yeah, maybe she fancies girls. Okay, we've got chat up lines. Are you ready? If you were going to slide in a girl's DM, how would you do it?
I'm just going to say, hey, you okay? X.
What the fuck? That is so crap.
No, it's not crap.
Hey, are you okay?
If they want to reply, they reply. If they don't want to reply, go to the next one.
Oh my God. How many DMs do you send a day?
No, I don't send. I actually receive a lot.
Get your. Have you had any DMs today? Can we see?
You don't want to see what I'm doing
I
tonight.
I do. I really
no.
do. No, just show us something.
No, last night, that guy let me wrote to Britney Spears. Hey, baby, you okay? This is all I wrote.
Hey, you okay, X? Raining.
No, we were
hard
just joking,
here.
But I did. I don't know what DMs you want to see.
Go on your requests.
No, the requests are shit because I accept them.
Why do you accept them?
So what is in the request is shit because what is good I accept.
Yeah, so I want to see what random requests you get.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to expose your juicy
okay,
DMs.
Good.
We're not in the business of exposing her.
Good. You know, I'm flying to Sweden next weekend.
Oh, what are you doing in Sweden?
Meeting someone. Business. No, business-wise.
What business do you... What business do you do?
I do a lot of things.
Legal?
Yeah.
Good.
All of them.
All of them legal.
Yeah, I'm scared to do something illegal, you know?
Right, get your request up.
It doesn't upload.
Oh, for fuck's
need to
sake.
Upgrade this Wi-Fi.
I don't live here. Well, okay. Right, what do you think about this DM then? It's a bit better than, hey, you okay?
Can I borrow a kiss? I promise I'll give it back. No, this is so cringy.
Can I borrow a kiss? I promise I'll
to
give it
honest,
back.
To be honest, I'll actually tell you something. Watch this one. No, don't laugh. Oh. Where is she now? Basically, she said, you have balls of steel.
Right.
And I say, why? Because I put a comment under a picture. And he said,
you comment-
he said, look, I'm not joking. He said, you are not like normal guys. And I said, no. She said, normally they like my story. They hide behind DMs, shit DMs. And sometimes I can tell you're just shit. Let me go on this one, Maris.
So you commented on a girl's picture?
Yeah, why? I'm
that's
gonna be
chaos. No one ever does that.
No,
you do have balls of steel. What did you comment?
Oh, she had beautiful eyes, and I said those eyes.
Cool.
With their hands like this.
Handshake.
Yeah.
Like a business, nice eyes.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Like a compliment. Why should I compliment a woman?
No, I'm all for it. Do it.
I'm going to compliment your next picture then.
Don't, we'll all get in trouble.
Oh.
Hang on, I need to tell you what we're doing before you watch that.
Go on.
You're a man and you're out here commenting on pictures and doing shit.
No,
so
I don't actually, I did one comment.
Okay, you've done it once then, you'll do it again. So these boys have messaged, so you need to tell us what you think of these DM slides.
Yeah, I said this is cringy. Can I borrow a kiss? I will never write a girl. Can I borrow a kiss?
What should he have said?
But this was the first message you sent.
Yeah. Hey, you okay? X?
Hey, you okay? Or hey, she's beautiful, or I don't know. I saw your profile. I bumped into you. You are really beautiful. I don't know. Can I take you out or something like that? We'll never say, can I borrow a kiss?
Okay, next one. Name a time and place down. Okay, so someone's replied, down a dark, gloomy alley where no one can hear you scream for fucking help.
No, wait, we need to translate this. Down a dark, what's Jomi?
Gloomy.
Gloomy.
Dark, okay. Mysterious.
Dark. Okay.
Down a dark alley.
Where no one can hear you scream for help. Let's say 7 p.m. What this means?
So the best way to take me out, so she said the best way to take me out, and then the boy has said, I'm going to take you down a dark alley and you're going to scream.
This is very bad.
It's
I will
very
never
bad.
Say like, that. Like very, very bad.
It's very bad, I would say. At 7 p.m., I think she might be busy. Right, don't have. Where would you take someone out?
Yeah, let's see. This seems busy chatter.
No, I'm not vegan. Apologies. Haha, I hear that. Because
yeah,
I'm
but we
not,
don't have the context.
I'm fucking reading it to you. Oh. It's chatting up.
Yeah, before, if she said, I'm not vegan, means
well,
he
probably
said,
are you vegan? And
no, he probably said, I want to eat your meat or something like that.
Fucking hell! Because
I'm
not
putting you on my pizza. As soon as it's not pineapple, it's fine.
Oh, well, I love pineapple on pizza.
You see cannibalism, so they were talking about meat.
Maybe just the taste of the pizza with a lick of you. What do you think about that? Would you like pizza now? Margarita?
The pizza with a lick of you. Honestly, this is very bad. No, I'm not even joking. The worst things I said yesterday on Snapchat. So I put the story that I was sitting there.
He's got Snapchat, he's getting those crystals.
So I was sitting there, edamame, and I wrote, this edamame could be you.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, that's the most embarrassing thing. But this is
no,
more,
that's actually embarrassing.
This is the most embarrassing than my edamame.
No, yours is worse.
No.
Because yours is you do it. He just typed that. Yours is a picture and text. Yours is worse. Yours
my
is
Snapchat
worse.
My Snapchat just opened, so tomorrow is going to be fine.
Yeah.
No one sees.
You fucking better hope it is. That is embarrassing. Right, next one. Do you like football? You remind me of an Arsenal fan on top all season and finished second. That's quite smart. I don't like it, but it's
you
smart.
You remind me of Arsenal on top of all season and finish a second.
Did you get it?
No.
Oh.
What the fuck is wrong with people on this app? You see, she gave the right
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, she said, what the fuck?
Actually,
yeah, that's
remind
quite
me
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not you good, know, but Arsenal are top of the league, but he obviously means on top of him. Finish second. Oh, wait.
Finish second?
That's rude. I'm an Arsenal fan. Because, you know, do I need to explain it to you?
Yeah, explain me.
Okay. So you know when people do the business?
Yeah.
Someone finishes first
And
someone finishes second.
Yeah.
So he's saying you're going to ride on top and finish second.
Okay, so he finished first.
Yeah, he finished first. Ooh, finished first.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
But it's fine. If he's a gentleman, he can let her finish as well, like.
That yeah, that's nice. It's not selfish as well. Actually, it's quite a good one. Okay, that was that.
What's this?
We're going to play Say It or Shot It. Do you understand Say It or Shot It? Basically, I'm going to read a question to you.
Mm-hmm.
You either answer it or do a shot. Or you can answer and shot up to you.
Okay.
Should we have a top up? Or are you doing wine now?
I'll
mix. I wouldn't, it would curdle. Don't do that.
Okay. What's your most toxic trait?
Yeah, what's your most toxic trait?
What's yours?
Anger or jealousy.
Yeah, I'm anger and jealous as well, but I wouldn't say that is the most toxic trait.
Oh, well, what's yours then?
public suggestions was mine.
Anyone, does the floor have any? Have a shot. I think have a shot if you can't answer
it. Yeah, it's better.
Right. Oh, this is a good one. The next question. I want to know this. There you go. This is really funny. Okay.
The most famous person in my phone contact.
Yeah, who is it?
I don't even know because I don't look at the popularity of the people, you know?
You should.
I look at the soul.
The games
of
like
the
this. Oh, you look at the soul. What does my soul say?
I don't know. I just met you today.
Great. So who's the most famous person in your phone contacts?
Who is he?
Why would he know? It's literally your phone.
I don't know. We see. Isn't there not a filter to order
any,
the people?
Any, you know, famous TV people?
I cannot say the name, though. It's under the privacy.
Right, shot then. Oh,
fuck. I'm going to get drunk today.
Literally had a bottle of wine. If you're not drunk by now, then you have got a stomach of steel as well.
I think the third one I need to drink again.
Yeah. What's your body count? I'll shot as well to make you feel better.
No, I actually don't know my body count, but it's not too big. But I'll shot anyway, because I cannot say the number.
Because it's so whopping.
No, it's not.
It's fucking huge.
It's not. I'm actually a serious guy.
You're not.
Yeah.
I know your manager. Yeah,
but this guy doesn't know nothing about me. He just met me. Let me drink. But why is it pink and pink? Everything is pink in this house.
What? Everything's pink in this house? In the house? Oh, this is a funny interview.
Right. What's your love language?
Yeah, what is it?
What's the love language?
Oh, do you not know what love language is? I'll tell you.
Yeah.
There's five different ones. You know, when you're with someone, you kind of show that you love them in different ways.
Okay.
So you can do words of affirmation. So you tell them, I love you, I love you, I love you. You can do...
I do that, but I don't really like to do.
So that's not yours. Right, you can do acts of service, you know, make them a coffee in the morning.
I love to do that. I do,
oh, that's nice then.
I do pancakes, coffee, I do dinner, I do pasta, lunch.
Do you?
Yeah, I love to cook.
Yeah, but like cook and like, do you make the bed?
No, the bed, no.
Don't know if that's yours.
What do you mean? I do all the food, though. She can make the bed.
Yeah, but like acts of service is like doing something for them. So cooking's one, but you can like clean.
Yeah, clean, yeah.
You clean?
Yeah.
Oh, would you give her a lift to the station?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so maybe that's yours. Okay, the next one is quality time. Do you like spending a lot of time with your person?
Yeah, of course. If it's my person, I spend all my time with her.
Oh, that was really cute. What else is there? Gifts. Buying shit for them.
I don't know. Depends. I'll buy something.
Like what?
I don't want... buy too much because otherwise I don't know if that person is with me because I'm buying.
No, it
shit.
Doesn't have to be expensive. You can just go to Tesco's and think, oh, she likes that chocolate and get the chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, this small things, yeah, every day.
Small things. Yeah. And what's the other one? Oh, and touch, physical touch, like to touch.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, maybe I think that might be yours. That might be yours.
Yeah.
Right. Who is your celebrity crush?
What is it called? The Barbie, the blonde one.
Margot Robbie. She's your favourite.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. She's a good one. Do you like blondes then? Or brunette? Or do you not care?
I always say I like skinny brunette, but then I end up with blondes, so I don't know.
Food for thought, that one. Right. What's your dream reality
TV show? Dream reality TV show.
TV show, yeah. You read
I'm
it, I read
on a
it.
Chair like this. And then it's a TV show we have in Italy. I don't know if we have any.
Oh, what is it?
No, I actually don't want to do that in Italy. I'm just saying I want to sit in a TV show like this.
What
chair.
Do you mean? Do you want to do it or not?
Girls come down from the stairs.
Yeah.
It's like a dating show.
Is it Take Me Out?
And then I pick, I want to go out to date these three. I want to eliminate these three. And I want these three to sit on the chair. So every week you date three different girls.
What show is this?
Yeah, it's called the...
No, that's not The Bachelor.
Yeah, so... It's called Men and Woman in Italy.
So it's called The Main Woman.
Men right. and Woman.
Oh, Men and Woman.
So you're sat on a chair. There is the guy sat on a chair, he's the king, and the queen is sat on a chair.
Right.
So guys come down from the...
Yeah.
Girls come down. Let's say the guy... Now I speak just from the guy point of view. the guy, let's say I say on 50 girls come down,
yeah,
I select 30 that stays and 20 goes away.
Right.
The 30 that stays, then I choose 4 to date over the week.
Right.
And every week you choose different girls to date, but you can still choose the girl that you dated the week before. You can still keep bringing
her on a date. Yeah, but you want to try different
ones. But maybe on the 4 that you brought on a date, you choose, okay, these two I'll bring again.
Is it just you and 4 girls or one at a time?
No, one at a time.
One at a time. You go on a lot of dates.
Yeah, but you do just that. So you can, they are very strict. Like you can like go out and do your stuff. If you are in that program,
right,
you're actually serious with those girls, yeah.
Oh, do you think you could do that?
Yeah.
Oh. So would you like...
go dubs.
What?
You go any dubs. That you cannot do that. Dubs, how do you say?
Dubs? Dubs. Dubs? No. What do you mean?
Dubting, how do you say? I don't know.
Dubting.
Dubs.
Dub.
Like you are not sure.
You don't know. Doubts. Sorry.
No, I actually, okay, this is a dating show.
Oh, or right. I'm going to name you. Okay. All right, you speak.
Sorry. I would love, so my dream when I was children, I was watching, the Iceland.
Yeah.
The Iceland, the series. My dream is to be on an Iceland and I need to survive.
Oh, survive, like Bear Grylls type, like yeah. The challenge. Oh, you'd be good at that.
I would love to survive.
Do you think you could like kill an animal and eat it?
I don't know, if I'm really hungry, yeah. Like
yeah, something. You might have to.
I think if you take me food out, if you don't give me food, I go...
You go, oh, hungry.
Yeah.
Do you think you could drink your own whey?
No.
You have to, you've got to win.
Well, if I'm a make extreme, maybe.
Okay, I'm going to name you some shows in the UK.
Okay.
Tell me if you would do them.
Okay.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
Are you good at, have you got rhythm? I feel like Italians can do this salsa.
I mean, I can dance. It's going to be trainy as well anyway.
Yeah, you train.
So
yeah.
It's cool.
Okay, right. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, that's the like the survival.
Yeah, that's good.
My dream.
Big Brother?
Not this year.
Okay, not this year.
Not this year.
The Masked Singer.
What's that?
Where they, so you wear a big costume, so you can't see who you are at all, and you do like karaoke. You sing.
Okay, but it's not something. It's not something related to. I've done the singing in Christmas time.
Yeah, but would
there
you?
There were the three guys.
Yeah, but that's not the same
the
show.
Costume. Oh, it's not the same. No. Okay.
Would you do that one? Can you sing?
No, I cannot sing. Maybe that one I will skip.
Can you rap?
No.
Okay. What other shows are there? Celebs Go Dating.
Oh, I would love that.
It's good fun.
If there is one thing I know to do is dating.
If you were going to take a girl out on a really good date,
mm-hmm.
Where would you take her? Up the Shard.
the which city?
Wherever you want to go. Where
depends. If we're in Dubai, I'll tell you one place. If we're in London, I'll tell you a place. If we're in Manchester, I'll tell you another place.
Well, okay. So you meet a girl tomorrow in London and you're going
to... Manchester.
I don't fucking care. It's hypothetical.
Okay, I'll meet him in London.
So you meet her in London and then you're going to take her on a date that evening where you can take her anywhere in the world and she's your dream woman. She's so
anywhere
great.
Anywhere in the world?
Yes, I said that twice.
My dream woman.
Your dream woman, yeah.
Oh, wow. Where's this girl?
In London somewhere.
I will go to Dubai. With her.
Right, you fly her to Dubai.
Yeah.
Where? What?
No, actually, if it's my dream, I will go Maldives and chill.
Yeah, it's a date though. You've
just met her one night.
You don't know her yet.
No,
maybe
can
don't.
Be my dream girls if I don't know her.
Well, you'll know after the date.
I think.
You think, yeah?
Okay.
You think she might be your dream girl. Where would you go?
I don't know. I will go to a nice restaurant, eating maybe some fish, fresh fit.
Fresh feet?
I meant fresh fit.
Do you like, have you got a foot fetish?
I cannot answer this question.
Oh my, what the heck? So you eat
no, I actually said in Love Island, I said yes already. So.
Yeah, you can say you like feet. Or do you love feet? Well, yes or no?
In the middle of love and like.
Oh, medium. Medium feet. That's good.
Depends on the girl.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What if there was a show where they just lined up feet and you could be like, would you do that show?
What?
I've made it up. Would you do it? Yeah.
It depends on the girls, I said.
But you can't see the girls. You can only see the feet.
Okay, it depends on the feet then.
It's right. Next question. Okay. Describe Love Island in 3 words.
Unforgettable.
Ooh, good one. Winner. It's a good one. No?
Winner, no. I don't like to say I'm a winner.
I would if I won.
Why you didn't?
Came second.
Oh, that's bad. I mean, better third.
You're literally on my podcast.
And?
I came second. Where's your podcast?
No, I didn't have a podcast. I like to go to podcasts. Now I'm starting with you.
Yeah, you're starting. Thank you very much. Yeah. You
should be proud of yourself.
Yeah,
I came here first.
Wee.
So unforgettable.
Yeah, that's one.
I don't know. I said actually 3 words in the past.
Okay, well, we'll leave that one in. Fuck it.
Fuck that.
Just shot.
You want me drunk tonight?
Oh, yeah.
My Italian is not.
On my podcast each week, people write in about their problems.
Okay.
And you can give them advice. Okay?
All right. This sounds interesting.
All right. I... wow, my balls...
What's 20F?
20-year-old female. I am a 20-year-old female, have just confirmed my second year uni house. I'm moving in with 2 guys and 2 girls. I'm loving uni and I'm really happy with everyone that I've decided to live with. A few nights ago, to celebrate getting the house that we wanted, we went on a big night out. Things got messy and I ended up, sleeping with one of the guys I'm moving in with. So she fucked her potential housemate. The morning after, I wasn't really worried about it if it would affect the friendship as we were both drunk and I thought we could both laugh it off. However, the next day, Ben became very clingy. He started telling me how he had feelings for me all year. Oh, right. Started telling me how he had feelings for me all year and he's so glad we finally got out of the friend zone. For context, I'm a massive people pleaser and hate upsetting people. So I just went along with it and now I think we're going on a date next week. Well, because she doesn't actually like him and he likes her and they're about to live together and they've already had sex.
Oh, yeah, she's saying now I don't think I like him.
Yeah, but I don't know how to get myself out of the situation from September. We're sharing a bathroom with the fellow.
Well, she just tell him, listen, we were drunk, we had fun. But she's not really my type.
But she's a people pleaser and they're going on a date.
What's people pleaser is?
It means you like to keep people happy.
I'm not like that sometimes.
Good. Because she's going to live with him. She's had sex with him, but she doesn't like him.
I did in the past as well with my flatmate when I moved to Manchester. It was a Spanish girl, but then we knew we were just friends. So
yeah, but he doesn't know.
Yeah, she's going to let him know.
First of all, City Girls are up this summer. Number 2, I would really just tell him. Just like, or go on the date. But I didn't realize this was a date. Or invite someone to the date and pretend you thought it was like a meeting.
No, she should go on the date, just him and her. She should go on a date and actually tell him the truth. We can be friends with benefit, but you're not really my type.
I don't know. She's only 20. She shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, no? Okay, no.
Too young.
I forgot she was 20. I thought she was 28.
28.
Was the first word in the paragraph. I forgot, you know.
I'm 20 female. Yeah. I think what you should do is invite your friends to the day and then be like, oh, I'm so confused. So I thought we were just having dinner.
No,
because that is a day, and
that guy
like,
is gonna feel
day?
So bad because that guy is gonna go on the date feeling, oh, I'm gonna have me and this girl alone.
Okay, so what?
And then you see 20 people coming with them.
No, 4. So she should just tell him, but they're gonna live together. It's gonna be awkward.
This is why she should tell him straight away.
Now?
On the date.
Oh, go on the date.
Yeah, it's a date.
But then what do they do?
In the restaurant, they can still speak.
No, because they're going to speak and then they're going to go home to the same house together. That's fucking awkward.
Yeah, this is a bit too much.
Imagine if you live with a girl, she went to a date and she said, you're dumped, but we're going home. That's embarrassing. Yeah, how would you feel?
She wouldn't say I'm dumped. She should say, I fancied you, otherwise she shouldn't sleep with him. But then she's just going to say, you are not really my type.
Or should she say She wants to be single for uni.
Yeah, she could say that. They are still young. They are 20.
Yeah, they're only 20.
Honestly.
To say, now's
not
the time.
If I could go back in the past, I would get in any relationship.
Really? I don't think I would.
No, I think some relationships help you to grow. I'm not going to lie. And some relationships help you to understand what you want in life.
Yeah.
So it's good. I mean, everything happens for a reason. But at the same time, so I feel like I wouldn't be so bad when something finished because...
Oh, yeah, don't be hard. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Also, at 20 years old, don't get a boyfriend. It's so pointless. Yeah. There's no really point young. To that. There's
like
no
25,
point.
26, I will understand.
Yeah. How old are you now? 30? 29. Oh, close. Mm.
How old are you?
Guess.
42? No, I'm joking.
Fuck you.
No, 20. You are younger than me.
I am.
28.
Yes.
Yeah, you see.
Thank you. Right, so on that note, maybe just tell him... Go for the date, but tell
go
him on
the
date and
guys,
say,
you
look,
speak. You are young, both of you.
Yeah, I don't want a boyfriend at uni would be what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I want to live and let live. Que sera, sera. Is that Italian?
No. What's that?
I don't know. Anyways, that is the end. Oh, wait, before we finish.
Okay.
You've obviously been in Dubai. You're back in the UK. What have you got coming up? Have you got anything exciting coming up?
Yeah, but I would like to say, well, so when I got something coming up...
What the fuck, Danny? For context, yeah? His manager was just like, ask him what's coming up. I've asked him. Goes,
yeah, but then
I'd
like to say, I got this, I got that. When things come out, you will see.
Yeah, but you need to tease it a bit so people are interested
okay,
in what you're doing. Or you
something
might be
is coming
all.
Out and then...
Ooh, something's coming out! What?
We already finished.
No, we're calling fucking microphone. We're still recording. What's coming out?
I don't know, I got a few things. To be honest, as I said before, I don't know if I'm going to be here in UK or in Los Angeles. I got a few things. This is like a transitionary period.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm still, I came back a few days ago.
Yeah.
I'm still deciding about what to do. But I got a few things, so an opportunity in LA, something in UK. So when I decide what I will do, between the two, people will know.
Right, keep posted. On that note, I hope you all enjoyed today's episode as much as I did. Do not forget to like, comment, subscribe, and I will see you all. Subscribe, yeah? How do you say like, comment, subscribe in Italian?
We say like, I don't know. We say mi piace. Don't forget to mi piace. No, we don't say mi piace. Okay, don't forget to mettere il mi piace nel post, sottoscrivere. And what else did you say?
See you next week.
E ci vediamo prossima settimana.
Woo! That was a good episode.